但是爱好像死一样强。
But love is as strong as death.
所以主耶稣爱罪人。
And Lord Jesus loved the sinners.
他爱你跟我。
He loves you and me.
当我们还做罪人的时候。
While we are still sinners.
他已经为我们钉在十字架上。
He had already crucified himself on the cross for us.
用他的死来表明他对我们的爱是何等的强。
Using his death and sacrifice, he revealed to us how much love he really loves us.
但是当主耶稣步入他人生最后几天的时候
，As Lord Jesus stepped toward the very last few days of his life,
因为这个十字架的这一条路是很难走的
，Because this path to the cross is a very difficult one.
因为这个要做最大的牺牲
，You had to make the ultimate sacrifice,
毫无保留的奉献。
Without any reservation, you surrender everything.
所以在这一段时间就看到主耶稣跟门徒的不同。
In this very last period, you can see the clear difference between Jesus Christ and his disciples.
主耶稣爱他们，要为他们死。
Lord Jesus loves them so much that he's willing to lay down his life for them.
但是我们看我们刚刚读的那一段圣经。
But as we read the passage we referred to earlier, 说
你们个人分散要。归到自己的地方去。
That each of you shall scatter and go to your own place.
因为到那一段时间呢，跟不下去了。
Because by that period, no one could follow him anymore.
特别是主耶稣受难的时刻。
Especially when he was going through his period of agony.
全部都跑光了。
All of them scattered and fled.
因为他们对主的爱还没有爱到死一样的强。
Because their love toward their master is not to the extent of laying down their own life.
但是这个爱不能勉强。
But this type of love is not something you can compel someone.
所以他们就离开了。
And thus they deserted him.
那离开就留下主耶稣一个人。
And Lord Jesus was left alone to himself.
所以主耶稣在走各个他这条路是他一个人。
When Lord Jesus traveled this path of Golgotha, he was alone by himself.
虽然他栽培了十二个使徒。
Even though he had shepherded 12 disciples,
但是到最后还是留下他一个人。
But in the end, he was alone by himself.
有时候我们人生常常会出现只剩我一个人的情况。
In our life, there will be times when we feel we are alone by ourselves.
比方说，我们有的孩子非常的高兴。
For instance, when we have a child, we are so happy about it.
孩子成长的过程虽然是辛苦，但是也是一种享受。
Even though the growth process of our child is very difficult, but it's also an enjoyment in itself.
所以虽然辛苦，很多人选择要孩子。
Even though child rearing is very difficult, but a lot of people still went ahead with child rearing.
但是孩子长大了。
But as our children grow up,
结婚就搬出去了。
They get married and they move out.
现在叫空巢期，剩夫妻两个人。
And now we enter into the empty nest period, just two spouses.
这是有一点孤单了。
And we feel alone.
那前面再往前走
，as we proceed further,
我们就发现配偶离世了。
As our spouse depart from us,
那这个也是非常的孤单。
This becomes even more lonelier.
所以主耶稣说，留下我独自一个人。
And Lord Jesus says that I'm left alone by myself.
我们一生迟早会遇到这个情况，留下我独自一个人。
All of us will eventually encounter this kind of situation where we are alone by ourselves.
那还有很多情况。
But there are numerous other situations.
比方说，如果婚姻发生变化。
For instance, let's say if the marriage went on the rocks.
我说为什么我们一直要鼓励在主里结婚？
This is why we urge everyone to marry within Christ.
只有在神的爱里面，这个关系才会好像死一样强。
Only when our marriage is sealed under Lord Jesus Christ will our relationship be as strong as death.
不然的话，任何一个打击都会使婚姻发生问题。
As strong as love. Otherwise, any kind of strike can create problems and ripples in our relationship.
那最容易发生就是配偶没有信仰。
The most important, the most likely situation is when one of the spouses does not believe in God.
他没有神的爱。
He does not have the love of God.
就很容易发生问题。
And so this will become very problem prone.
所以婚姻发生问题也剩我一个人，只剩自己一个人。
So if our marriage went on the rocks, then we are also left alone by ourselves.
所以有时候我们一生都会体会到只剩我一个人。
And there will be times in our life when we feel we are alone.
那有时候虽然我们在教会好像人很多
At times when we are at church, we feel like there we are surrounded by crowds.
特别是大的教会。
Especially in a large church.
如果我们可以看一个很小的教会。
If we go to a smaller church.
我们就发现里面很温暖。
We will feel the warmth of a family.
大家关系非常的亲近。
Everyone enjoys close relationships.
所以那是一个小的大家庭。
So that becomes a small, large family.
那教会人很多是一个大的家庭。
When you have many people in the church, it's a large family.
但是有时候我们觉得很孤单。
And yet we still feel a sense of loneliness.
好像别人跟我好像没有关系。
As if we are unrelated to others.
所以只剩一个人，我们常常会遇到这个情况。
So we will often encounter a situation where we feel alone by ourselves.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
主耶稣给我们留下个榜样。
Lord Jesus left us a good example.
他说其实不是我一个人。
He says, actually, I'm not alone.
所以门徒看到只有主耶稣一个人，为什么不是我一个人？
So, you see that Lord Jesus is by himself. How is it that he said, I'm not alone?
这个就给我们一个榜样，怎么来克服当我们觉得只剩我一个人。
And this gives us a very good example how to overcome the sense of being alone.
所以在32节，因为有父与我同在。
In 32 it says because the Father is with me.
这个是一个最重要的关键。
This is the key.
所以我们的信仰要追求神跟我们同在。
And therefore in our journey of faith we must pursue for the guidance of God.
这是一个非常重要的目标。
This is a very important goal for us.
主耶稣有神跟他同在。
Lord Jesus had the Father with him.
所以在走各个他山上。
And therefore, on his way to Golgotha,
看起来是他一个人。
On the surface, it appears that he is by himself.
但是神与他同在。
But in fact, God is with him.
神与他一直在承担这个十字架的苦难。
God kept, stayed with him to withstand the same agony on the cross.
神一直在加添他力量。
And God sustained and also increased strength to him.
所以这一条路才能够走得完。
This is why Jesus was able to complete this path and journey.
我们在世界上常常会体会到变化。
In this world,
赶不上计划，计划赶不上变化。
This world, we often experience that our plans cannot keep up with our changes.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
那当我们年轻的时候
，When we're still young，
我们有很多的资源可以应付变化。
We have many resources to deal with the changes around us。
但是当我们年纪越来越大，我们发现我们应付变化的能力越来越少。
But as we age and grow older, we discover the resources available to us to deal with the changes becomes fewer and fewer。
那怎么办
？What do we do？
有时候子女很关心我们，但不是他不关心，但是他有很多的事情要做。
Our children do care about us, but they are also limited by the many things they have to do.
所以人总是会遇到我们要怎么办。
There will be often times when we encounter a situation where we ask, what do we do now?
到最后的关键还是要神与我们同在。
The final answer lies in abidance of God.
我们看生命记第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
生命记的第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2,
第七节
verse 7. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
这个地方说，旷野四十年。
Being in the wilderness 40 years.
这个叫做大而可怕的旷野。
This is the great and dreadful wilderness.
其实他们是空手出来。
Actually, they left empty-handed.
但是到最后竟然能够走四十年旷野路。
And yet, ultimately, they were able to finish this journey of 40 years in the wilderness.
他不种也不收，但是肚子不会饿。
They do not plant nor harvest, and yet they did not go hungry.
旷野没有水，但是他竟然没有渴死。
Though there was no water in the wilderness, but they did not die of thirst.
虽然没有新的衣服，但是衣服不会破。
Though they had no new clothes, but their clothes did not wear out.
虽然没有新的鞋子，鞋子不会破。
Though they had no new shoes, but their shoes did not wear out.
那归结到最后就是神的恩典。
So the final ultimate answer is because of the grace of God.
旷野能够走完是神的恩典。
The reason they were able to complete their journey in the wilderness is out of God's grace.
那为什么有神的恩典？
Why is God's grace with him?
所以第七节归结到最后，这四十年神常与你们同在。
Verse 7 concludes that in these 40 years, God has been with you.
所以你一无所缺。
Thus you lack nothing.
有神同在，就有神的恩典。
With God's abidance, his grace will be with us.
有神同在，就有神赐力量。
With God's abidance, we will have his power.
有神同在，就有神的带领。
With God's abidance, we will have his guidance.
有神同在，就有神帮助我们征战。
With God's abidance, we are able to go through him to overcome.
所以神同在，这是我们在走天国路的一个最基本的我们需要追求的。
Having God's abidance is the most basic fundamental request we need to request.
这是信仰生活的根本，追求神的同在。
It is the root of our faith. We need to seek after God's abidance.
那我们要怎么能够得到神的同在呢？
How are we to obtain God's abidance?
这是一个我们需要思考的问题。
This is a question we need to ponder.
我们来看约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8
约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8
二十九节
Verse 29
约翰第八章二十九节
John 8 verse 29 And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him.
这个地方说那差我来的与我同在
And he who sent me is with me.
而且天上的神与他同在
Thus the God in heaven abides with him.
他没有撇下我独自在这里
Father has not left me alone.
因为我常做他喜悦的事
For I always do those things that please him.
可见说我们要有神同在要做神喜悦的事情
And thus in order to obtain God's abidance, we must do things that will please God.
这个非常简单的道理。
This is a very simple logic.
如果我们讨神喜欢，神就会与我们同在。
If we please God, obviously He will abide with us.
所以圣经里面说，我们要满心知道神的旨意。
Bible tells us that we have to seek out the full understanding of God's will.
那我们所做的一切事情能够蒙他喜悦。
Then everything that we do will fall under His favor.
所以我们所做的事情，最重要是神怎么看。这个最重要。
So the most important thing that we do go about our activities is making sure that we please God.
如果神喜欢
，If God favors us,
他就与我们同在。
If He is pleased with us, He will abide with us.
所以我们一生就是在讨神喜欢。
And thus we must live a life where we please God.
那我们就不怕外面的环境怎么改变。
With this kind of lifestyle, we would not worry about how our surroundings change around us.
因为神会看顾带领。
For God will watch over us and guide our steps.
我们看约翰一书的第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
二十二节。
Verse 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
二十三节。
23, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment.
这个地方想，我们一切所求就从他得着。
It says that if we do this, then everything that we do will be pleased, shall receive.
遵守他的诫命，行他所喜悦的事。
Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
那什么是神喜悦的事呢？
What are the things that are pleasing to God?
二十三节。
Verse 23.
第一个要信主耶稣的名。
First is we need to believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
第二个，照他给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And second, to love one another as he gave us this commandment.
那这样他就与我们同在。
In this way, God will abide with us.
所以每一天的生活讨神喜欢，那其他的我们都不要忧虑。
So the foremost priority in our each day is that we please God and don't worry about anything else.
因为神同在，就有神的恩典。
Because if God abides with us, His grace shall follow us.
那我们再回来看第十六章，约翰十六章三十二节。
Let's turn back to John chapter 16, verse 32. Indeed, the hour is coming. 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
我没有办法离开世界。
We cannot physically depart from this world.
但是世界有苦难。
because this world has tribulations.
但是我们可以追求主耶稣在里面，在他里面。
But we can pursue for God Jesus Christ to abide in us.
那在他里面就有平安。
And being in Jesus Christ, we shall have peace.
所以在和这个风浪不定的这个世界里面。
As we drift about in this tumultuous world,
主耶稣给我们一个保证。
Lord Jesus give us this guarantee.
他要给我们平安。
That he shall give us peace.
所以我们的信仰要追求神的同在。
Therefore, in our faith, we must pursue for God's abidance.
那祷告被圣灵充满就是神的同在。
When we pray and are filled by the Holy Spirit, it's an indication of God's abidance.
所以我们现在要一起来祈祷。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们祷告二十分钟。
We'll pray for 20 minutes.
那也可以到前面来祷告。
Welcome to come forward.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.